Because Lent is a time when we seek to deepen our faith by spending time reflecting on our relationship with God, I thought it would be good to start by looking at God's description of himself to Moses that we read earlier. Yahweh, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. Yahweh is the Hebrew name for God given to Moses. I am. Today, I want us to focus on the compassion of God. Now, I've been reading along with the online Bible thing about from the beginning of the Bible recently, and some of the things that are part of this reading are videos, and these videos have really helped me to focus and understand. I don't know about you, but I'm the person who likes to see things, and that helps me, and some of the imagery that's used. So today I want us to watch the Bible Project video, and then I'm just going to pick a couple of things to talk on this morning, briefly. So let's do that. Let's watch the Bible video project on compassion.
Trying to describe what God is like, it could be difficult or daunting. But when the people who wrote the Bible pondered the mystery of God, they consistently described God's character in this way: compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, overflowing with loyal love and faithfulness. The very first word used in this description of God is compassionate, or in Hebrew, rachum. This word also appears as a noun, rachamim, or compassion. And what's fascinating is that both of these words are related to the Hebrew word for womb, rechem. So compassion in the Hebrew Bible is centered on a person's core, and the word invites us to imagine a mother's tender feelings for her vulnerable infant. So rachum is a word that conveys intense emotion. Sometimes it's even translated as deeply moved, like in the story of King Solomon, who meets two women who've just given birth. One of their babies sadly dies, but then both women claim that the baby still living is theirs. As a test, Solomon says to cut the baby in two and give each mother a half. And the baby's real mother is deeply moved. She would rather the other woman take her baby than see her child die. And it's her compassion that reveals that she's the true mother. But rachum isn't just an emotional word. It also involves action. And surprisingly, the word is used most often to describe God's actions motivated by his emotions. Like when the Israelites are suffering and oppressed in Egypt, God hears their cries and is compelled by his compassion, his rachamim, to rescue them. Then, as the Israelites travel through the dangerous wilderness, they're hungry and thirsty, and God is rachum, caring for them as his own child. He provides everything they need, food, water, and clothing, as he personally guides them. So it's no surprise that when Yahweh reveals his character to the Israelites in the wilderness, he begins by saying he's compassionate. But despite Yahweh's continual rachamim, the Israelites turn away from him time and again. They reject Yahweh's compassion and instead give their allegiance to other gods. And rather than showing compassion to each other, they do violence. And their rebellion results in exile, and they're scattered among the nations. And it's in this dark moment in Israel's story that we come to the book of Isaiah, where Yahweh compares himself to a mother full of rachamim toward her baby. He says, "Can a mother forget her nursing child, or have no compassion or rachamim on the child of her womb? Even if she forgets, I will not forget you." God is full of motherly compassion, and he will rescue his people. And as you read further in Isaiah, you realize that God is going to do this by entering into the suffering of humanity. And this points forward to a time when Jesus comes on the scene. He is Yahweh's deep compassion become human. In Greek, the word compassion is oiktirmos. And as Jesus embraces the sick and cares for the outcast, he is deeply moved by human suffering. Jesus compares himself to a mother hen using her wings to shield her chicks from danger as he gathers people into his embrace. And in the ultimate expression of oiktirmos, Jesus is moved by compassion to enter into humanity's suffering, into death itself, to rescue and bring us near to God. And it's this same life of compassion that Jesus calls his followers to imitate, allowing ourselves to be moved by the pain of others, to embrace the hurting, and to participate in relieving suffering in the world. In this way, we too can embody the compassion of Yahweh, or in Jesus' words, be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. Now you can see how fitting it is that compassionate is the first word God uses to describe himself. So when we're in pain or see others suffering, we can be certain that God is deeply moved to respond and that he's there to meet us with his deep compassion.
It's a good video. It describes God's compassion really well. Really, it's nice and simple and easy to understand, which is what I like. So if you do want to watch that again, it's called The Bible Project and Compassion. So if you Google that, you can have a chance to watch it. And again, we saw this morning, or we heard this morning in our story of the feeding of the 5,000, the compassion of Jesus, the compassion of him. Even though he was tired and he wanted to go on rest, people came to him in their thousands and he welcomed them because he knew that they were like sheep without a shepherd. He knew and he felt for them. Because compassion, as we just saw, is not just about feeling sorry, it's about action. It's taking action, it's doing something. So he wanted to look after his people. He spent time talking with them because he knew that they needed to hear the message of God. But he also knew that they needed food, so he looked after them in every aspect of their life. I'm interested in that video particularly that God has a motherly compassion for his people. And the imagery of the womb emphasizes the deep nurturing and protective nature of God's compassion. God is the creator and sustainer of life, much like a mother who creates and nurtures life in her womb. In Psalm 139, remember, David wrote, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." God is intimately involved in the creation of each human life, just as a mother is intimately involved in the creation of her child. Hallelujah. Amen. Just as a mother's womb provides a safe and nourishing environment for her developing child, so too does God provide for and protect his people. In Isaiah 46, we read this. God says, "Listen to me, you descendants of Jacob, all the remnant of the people of Israel, you who I have upheld since your birth and have carried you since you were born. Even to your old age and grey hairs, I am he. I am he, and I will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you." They're amazing words, great words. This passage shows how God's love and care for his people, for us, his children, extends beyond our birth to our entire life, just as a mother's love and care extends well beyond childbirth. The thing that I was also very interested in from that video is that Jesus' comparison of himself to a mother hen. I think that's also a very powerful illustration of God's compassionate nature to his people. Jesus himself stood looking at Jerusalem, and he said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings." Well, I've got another video for you to watch here. There's two, but we're going to watch the first one first. Let's have a look at the mother hen. It's quite, it is. And that, I remember someone said to me not so long ago that they really liked the illustration that I used last year of the geese, and they said that it was really helpful to them. So I thought that these kind of illustrations, like Jesus taught in parables, they actually stay in our mind and they remind us, because they're things that we see all the time. I'm not really a fan of chickens, I must say, because I'm just not a bird person, but and I always kind of get scared of them. But the reality is that this particular illustration of Jesus is quite powerful. How often I've wanted to gather you under my wings, like a hen gathers her chicks. And you see that there? The little chicks were being, the mother opens her wings and they all go in underneath. It's quite amazing what happens. So a mother hen provides comfort and warmth to her little chickens, drawing them in and sheltering them under her wings. God desires to provide us with a safe place to rest, away from the struggles and difficulties of the world. Remember, Jesus said, and he says it to you today, to me as well, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Doesn't that picture really bring that verse to life? Caring, welcoming and warm is a quality of this compassionate God that we worship. A mother hen cares for her chicks by providing food, water and other necessities. God provides for us and meets our physical, emotional and spiritual needs. Don't worry and say, "What will I eat?" or "What will I drink?" or "What will I wear?" That's what those people who don't know God are always thinking about. Don't worry, because your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things. Knowing just what we need, when we need it, is another quality of our compassionate God. Okay, it's time for the next clip. Let's have a look at what this mother hen's doing. You know what impressed me most about that video? Was that she did not stop attacking that snake until the last little chick was safe. That says a lot, doesn't it? As we know, we've just seen, a mother hen is known for gathering her chicks under her wings to protect and shelter them from harm. Studies have shown that mother hens are such attentive, caring parents that they feel their chicks' pain. They actually feel it. Experiments have shown that female chickens have shown clear signs of anxiety when their young are in distress. God wants to comfort us in times of sorrow, pain and fear, and give us a sense of peace and security. Knowing that he feels our pain and understanding that he is moved to protect and comfort us are further qualities of our compassionate God. As you saw from that clip, a mother hen will put herself in harm's way to protect her chicks, even to the point of sacrificing her own life. Similarly, Jesus sacrificed himself for the sake of us, his people. God's compassion is expressed through his ultimate act of love on the cross, where he took on the punishment for our sins so that we may have eternal life. Making the ultimate sacrifice for us is the quality that, for me, really highlights God's compassion for us. So overall, Jesus' comparison of himself to a mother hen shows God's compassionate nature in a powerful way. It demonstrates God's desire to protect, comfort, nurture, and sacrifice for his people, and it highlights the maternal and nurturing aspect of his character. God welcomes all of us, his children, under his wings. God, who has a deep maternal connection with us, God, our Creator, feels what we feel. He truly understands us. His holy wings are spread over us, protecting us, sheltering us, keeping us safe and loving us. I hope this morning that that picture will stay firmly in your minds as you walk through this week. May God bless you.